Good morning. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day. It's 9:26, and we're going to be talking today with Doug White and Kathy Reint from Marissa. And how are you guys doing?
Great, thank you.
All right. Yeah, we've got some things going on over Marissa you definitely wanted to talk about, I know.
Absolutely.
Yes. I'll start with the yard sale. Our yard sale is this Saturday, May the 4th. We're going to have Krispy Kreme donuts at the four-way stop starting at 6:45. Yard sale starts at 8 o'clock till 2 o'clock, and they can pick up yard sale maps at either Casey's, Denny Ray's, the Marissa Food Mart. I think there's a couple other ones in town where they can pick up yard sale maps.
White Lumber,
that's right.
For sure.
So, and then we've got our surrounding town. We've got Tour de Tilden coming up May the 18th, and that starts at 9 o'clock. That's always a good time. And then I'll let Doug White talk about his event. And then we've got the Cole Festival coming up August 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's always a good time in Marissa, too. Lots of great food and rides for the kids. Oh, July. Yes, it is in July. It's in July.
Right.
Yes, it's in July. We changed it. It used to be in August. It's in July now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll let Doug take over and talk a little bit about his event.
Well, we're going to have our 150th anniversary for White Lumber Company, which started back in 1869 from my great-grandfather, bought it from his uncle, and it's been successfully passed down through generation after generation from one father to the next, and hopefully I'll have a daughter that wants to take it over possibly someday to keep it going for another 25 or 30 years. And we're having that on May 24th down at the City Park. And I'd like to invite everybody to come out and have a good time. We're going to have food and drinks, and we've got different programs going on throughout the day so people can come and go as they please. We've got different events that's going to be happening, so you just need to come and go. We've got a lot of attendance prizes that we're going to give away different times of the day. Look forward to everybody showing up. I'd like to see a lot of people from the Sparta area that used to trade with White Lumber Company in Sparta, which was Sparta Lumber Company at that time. And that was there since night. Sparta Lumber was bought by my grandfather back in 1922, I believe it was. So that's part of our company also at one time. I'd love to have everybody come and show up. The old-time customers and old friends.
All right, sounds like a good time. All right, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Doug and Kathy from Marissa. We'll be back here on The People Speak right after this. 9:35, welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And we're talking today with Doug White and Kathy Reint from Marissa, and Doug, you're talking about your 150th celebration going on there at White Lumber. You've obviously been around it a while. What kind of changes have you seen in the lumber business over the years?
Well, probably the biggest was from the horse to the trucks. Well, when we first started, they delivered everything with a horse and cart. So that'd have to be the biggest change. Other than that, you know, go from a horse to nowadays it's a boom truck that we deliver large loads of lumber to houses and whatnot. That'd be one of the biggest changes.
Right. Of course, with the horse, it meant also no paved roads either. So that's definitely a change.
Probably a little muddy getting out there to some of the farmers' houses.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you could get any of these trucks down some of the roads that they had back then.
Yeah, right.
But
that's true. Yeah.
But where exactly is White Lumber located?
White Lumber is located on the railroad track. It's 116 West Church Street, and located downtown Marissa, right behind the old First National Bank. And it changed a couple different banks over the years, but it's on the west side of downtown Marissa, right block off on the railroad tracks. We've been there, you know, for the duration of the 150 years, and then since that time, we also expanded outside of town, on the east side of town, 1 mile, and we've got a location that we keep all our hardwood, lumber, and our mill shop out there, where we do a lot of molding and stair parts and different woodworking projects for people. And we keep 35 different kinds of hardwood lumber in different thicknesses and different grades, and we sell that out to the public for people, woodworking projects of all kinds. And love to have people come out here and see us.
Right, and congratulations on the 150 years also.
Thank you very much.
That's that's good that one family maintains a business for that many years, and that means you've got a good business.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. We are the oldest lumber company in the state of Illinois, owned by the same family.
Wow.
So that got an award up in Peoria a couple months ago, stating that being the oldest in the state of Illinois, still consecutively running,
Right. Right. Kathy, you were talking about the yard sale. I know Marissa's citywide yard sale always brings out people from all over. I mean, you have usually a pretty good participation from the residents and such in Marissa.
We do. We've got 39 yard sales this time. So there'll be 39 different places you can go buy a lot of new stuff.
So if you start early, then you can just kind of work your way through and hit all 39.
There you go. Yep.
Sure. Better have a big truck with you, right?
Right.
And you mentioned, are there maps then?
Yes, there are maps. There'll be maps at Doug White Lumber. There's maps at Casey's. There's maps at Denny Ray's. There's maps at the grocery store, the Marissa Food Mart. I think that's about it for the maps. Yeah. And they'll also be at the four-way stop whenever you're buying your donuts.
You can't miss those donuts.
That starts earlier.
That's right.
In the morning.
The donuts start at 6:45, so you can drop in and get them, go home and get your coffee and have your donuts, and then go to the yard sale.
So you've had breakfast, you've had your coffee, and now it's time to go see what treasures you can find.
That's right.
Sure.
What are some of the other things we want to talk about? I know you've got several things.
Well, the Tour de Tilden, which is our neighboring town, they're having their bicycle ride on May the 18th, and that starts at 9 o'clock. And for $20, you can get a T-shirt and your lunch. And that's always a good time. They have over 100 people come to this bike ride. It's just amazing how many people come to little old Tilden down here to see all of us. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. Yeah,
then Doug White has his celebration May the 24th. And then now the Cole Festival is, I got that verified. The Cole Festival is August 8th, 9th, and 10th. They changed it. It used to be in June, but they changed it to August again. Kind of like a welcome back to school for the kids. That's about when the kids are going back to school.
Right. And that event always really brings out people a lot of different activities going on. I believe you typically kind of a carnival atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and this year they're going to have, they have a band every night, and this year they're going to have fireworks.
Okay.
Because it's their 40th anniversary.
So that's been going on for 40 years then.
Yes.
And that's held at the, is that held at the park then, a lot of it?
Yes, that's held at the village park,
Same place White Lumber's having the 150th anniversary at City Park.
So they go there, then they know in August they come back and they can go to the Cole Festival there.
Exactly. Sure.
But I know the Cole Festival typically do they still have activities in it that people can register for, or is that, I know in the past they've had several.
They've got an array of things that they're doing, special events that they're having all the weekend, but honestly, I am not really involved with that, so I haven't heard of exactly what they're having. I know they do have those, I don't even know what they call them, Jeff, but there's some kind of balls that you get inside of and you bump each other with them. I don't know what they call those things, but anyhow, that always was pretty good for the... You have to be a little bit taller than a little kid, though, because, I mean, they really bump you around in there. But you're just in this big, like, ball, and you're hanging, and you're holding on to it, and then you're bumping other people and falling over and going over and over. It's kind of been interesting, actually.
So,
we'll have a parade on Saturday afternoon, correct, Kathy?
Yes, they will have a parade. Yes, we'll have a parade, and it's going to be a big parade for us this year, too. Yeah.
Is that around 4 o'clock, or you know
yes,
the time on that?
4 o'clock. I don't know for sure a time, but it's around 4 o'clock.
It'll be on Saturday afternoon, I'm sure.
Yeah, Saturday afternoon.
Brings out a large crowd.
Yeah, and I'm sure it'll be a big one this year since it's our 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've always got great food down there. We have the firemen make their pulled pork, and they make butterfly pork sandwiches, and then we've got hamburgers and fries and just an array of things, and the lemonade shake-ups and cotton candy, and all the carnies will be down there with their games and things like that.
Has Sweer got the rides this year? Or do you know who's the
rides? I'm not sure who has the rides.
Yeah, I was just, I pulled up a Facebook page here, the tentative schedule, and obviously, you know, this is in August, so, you know, things can change between now and then, but overall, it looks like quite a few different activities. It looks like a car show as well.
Oh, yes, the car show. I forgot about the car show.
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be on Saturday from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., and those are always kind of neat because you get quite an array. You know, you think of car shows, you think of the hot rods and that, but these type of car shows bring out all kinds, you know, interesting cars that you know, people have that maybe they're a family heirloom, you know, even.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we are. That's something else, Jeff. We are having one event we're going to have during the day. I've got a friend, Dale Vasquez, we've got a 1922 model T truck that we'll have available there, and I'm hoping Dale gives rides out throughout the day to anybody who wants to ride around the park in an old Model T truck. That's one of several events we're having.
Oh, that would be neat.
Yeah.
Get to kind of see what it was like to ride in vehicles when they were in their early stages.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the suspension is probably a little stiffer than the newer ones. Be more a little bit rougher ride, but they get the job done.
Oh yeah, it's better than a horse.
that is true.
That's for sure.
So, all right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and squeeze our second break in here, and we'll come back and talk a little bit more with Doug White and Kathy Wright from Marissa. We'll be back here on the People Speak right after this. And welcome back. It is 9:53, and we've got a little over 4 minutes left in the program. We're talking today with Doug White and Kathy Wright from Marissa. And, of course, Doug, White Lumber is celebrating their 150th anniversary, and that's coming up. What was the date on that again?
May 24th from 2 to 6 o'clock.
And that's going to be at
the City Park.
I was going to say at the park. And you'll have activities and things going on out there that people can come out and help you celebrate the anniversary and have fun at the same time.
Definitely like to invite everybody out there to come and say hi.
And we were talking about the Coal Festival. Like I said, I was looking at here. And we also, they're also looking for queen candidates. That's something people, if they're interested, girls age 13 to 18, can I get a hold of them and let them know if they're interested in doing that?
Yes, that would be great.
So that's always a fun event, and I know when I worked for the newspaper, I covered that several times, and the girls have a lot of fun doing that, and of course, you know, one of them enjoys actually getting named the Coal Festival Queen.
I actually have a princess in my family.
Ah.
My granddaughter was princess several years ago.
Wow. Yes. Jake's daughter.
Yeah. Yes, Jake's daughter.
So that's
okay. So don't forget the yard sale May the 4th, this Saturday, 6:45 Krispy Kreme donuts. 8 to 2 is the yard sale. We've got 39 places that are going to have yard sale. So that's a big amount for us. So come out and see what you can take home with you.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of times I end up with more stuff than what I really intended to when I go to those yard sales. You know, you think,
well, then you just have to go home and take your stuff out and have your own yard sale.
Exactly.
That's my theory. I can't bring anything home unless I take something out.
You know, and a lot of people say, well, nobody's going to want to buy that. As they always say, you know, one person's junk is another person's treasure.
Sure.
That's absolutely right.
Yep.
So, we've got the anniversary celebration for White Lumber coming up, and then we've got the Coal Festival, and make sure at the yard sale as well, don't forget the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yeah, for sure. We'll have 100 boxes, so you won't run out very early, so come on out and get your Krispy Kreme donuts. They'll be fresh. We're going up to pick them up that morning, so you can't get any fresher than that.
That is true. All right, well, Doug, Kathy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Jeff.
And love to have you and everybody else out there to come say hi and have a good visit with us over at the park on May 24th.
All right. We'll encourage people to do that.
Good.
All right. And thanks again for being with us.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Uh-huh. You too.
Thanks so much. Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. Doug White and Kathy Wright from Arista here on The People Speak today. That'll wrap things up. I'm Jeff. Have a great day.